This morning, lawyers for the parents of Terry Schiavo filed a notice of appeal in the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals in Atlanta. It's the latest of many court actions they've taken to keep their daughter alive. Terry Schiavo is the 41-year-old Florida woman who's been in a persistent vegetative state for more than 15 years. Her husband maintains that Schiavo would not want to live in her current condition. The issues of life and death raised by the case of Terry Schiavo are things that most people only grapple with a few times in their lives. But commentator Deborah Jarvis deals with them every day in her job as a chaplain.
I'm sick of hearing people pontificate about the Terry Schiavo case. And at this point, practically everyone in America has an opinion on it. What happens is that we jump to conclusions based on our personal experience. But this case is nothing like your grandmother dying after a stroke. For one thing, she's young. She isn't your grandmother who's lived a full life. For another, she's not dying. She's not your uncle with terminal cancer. It's a complex situation that raises spiritual, ethical, moral, and legal issues, but we go right to that emotional place of, if it were me or my loved one in that bed. But it's not us. It's not our 41-year-old daughter or wife. We can't possibly know what it's like to be on the inside of this situation. I'm in situations like this every day. Families disagree with one another about treatment. And what I've learned is that if I want to be helpful to them, then I can't possibly make a judgment. Telling them what to do is not what they need. The best I can do is ask them questions that might clarify things for them. Every case is different. Every family is different. Every person is different. If I were the chaplain involved in the Terry Schiavo case, I would ask her parents, what was she like growing up? What did she love doing? The answers to these questions might show the degree of contrast between her life then and now. My hope would be that maybe they would have a fresh perspective. And when I talked with Michael Schiavo, I would say, tell me what the hardest thing about all this is for you. I would ask him what attracted him to Terry and what he misses about her. And I would ask him about his wife's spiritual beliefs. And with Terry, I would sit and hold her hand. And based on what I knew about her spiritual beliefs, I might pray with her. It would depend on what I could know about her. I use that phrase, about her, intentionally, because I don't think I could ever actually know her at this point. And for me, that is the definition of quality of life, relationships. But if I were the chaplain in the Schiavo case, I would keep this to myself. I wouldn't tell them that I'm haunted by the passage in the Gospel of John in which Jesus says, I have come that they may have life and have it abundantly. I wonder if Jesus would think Terry Schiavo is having an abundant life. He's really the only one who could possibly know what it's like to be on all sides. I mean, he's Jesus, right? Unless you're God, you can't possibly have a truly informed opinion about Terry Schiavo. And so it's not our place to be making a decision about abundant life for Terry Schiavo. That's only something we can do for our own loved ones and for ourselves.
Deborah Jarvis is a chaplain for the Seattle Cancer Care Alliance.